Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Hey everyone, it is David Richter again here with the Profit First REI podcast. Have another special guest today, Nicole Espinoza. She is the short sale queen. So now you've met her. If you are watching this online, you are officially seeing who the short sale queen is, but she has done many, many short sales. She has written books about them that are best-selling books, which is she has Short Sale and Censored. And she is an absolutely amazing person, because I know this because in the masterminds that we're a part of together, I hear other people talk. You know, and that's where I've said this about several people on the podcast, and you know someone's the real deal if other people are talking about them and it's not just their marketing talking about them. And that's where Nicole, I feel like, is one of those people that does it right, and then has the reputation of doing it right with other people. And so Nicole, super excited to have you on today. Thank you for being here on the Profit First REI podcast.
Thanks for having me, and what a good intro. So I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I like having real people on that have been in the trenches doing it, and then teaching others that like they can get out of the rat race and what can they do, you know, and all that is well and good. I love the why, you know, because I never read the bios that people send over to me as far as like word for word on my show, but I do love here that your why is those two children, Elias and Emma, that you have. And that's, I absolutely love that. I've got one daughter, a four-year-old. So that's why I ask some of the questions I do, because sometimes it's selfish just because I want to know how to raise her better and, you know, that stuff. So I absolutely love that. And so that's what you focus on when you're not doing the real estate transactions. But first question, right out of the gate, what got you started in real estate investing?
Yeah. So I got into the business in 2009, and it was mostly with foreclosures. So dealing with REO lenders, I was working at a real estate office, working with asset managers, and that was my first exposure to real estate. And it was one of the worst jobs I've ever had, because we had to evict homeowners. We were on the complete opposite side of what we do now, and really just in the trenches of these crazy deadlines where the lender would send us the legal description and say, figure it out, you know, figure out if you have to evict these people, figure out what the situation is. But I learned, just like anything else, you kind of just sink or swim, right? I was able to learn so much about how the banks worked and operated. And then from there, I got my license, and just so happened that the first listing that I had when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to specialize in and what I wanted to do was a short sale. And, you know, from there, I learned the process. It was very interesting to me in this niche specifically, where most people didn't understand. And most people, because of a lack of knowledge, they were like, hey, just don't even worry about it. Like, don't bother with it. You know, you're not going to be able to do anything. It's a waste of time, which some investors still say to this day that I'll talk to. They're like, oh, short sales don't close because of their experience. And so I've spent a lot of time this last decade perfecting our systems, our processes, and really putting a lot of education out there for real estate professionals, investors, and real estate agents to really kind of debunk all those myths of like, you know, that things aren't possible. It's just like, well, that's your experience, but guess what? We have 10, 11 years of getting these approved and getting them closed. So, you know, there's a resource out there to help homeowners and still make a profit. And so it's a win-win.
That is awesome, because that is, you know, I've been investing now since 2012, and that was definitely one of the first things, you know, because we did all types of deals. And, you know, when I first started investing, and that was one of the ones that we didn't do a lot of, was the short sales, because of that stigma that it has on it. But I love what you've done. And it's usually those places that a lot of people don't flock to that you can really do a lot of good. You can help those homeowners, and then you can also, you know, make a good living and help, you know, help yourself and those people too. So I absolutely love that. I love how you got started in it. So talk about the journey then. That's kind of how you started. Kind of tell, you know, the 10, 11 years later now, like, where are you now and what are you doing and how are you helping? Do you still do short sales today? You know, like, just give it a little bit about that.
So we are 100% referral based. So our, So I love what you said with the intro, because that is so important to me. Our reputation is our brand. You know, the fact that we follow through, we do what we say we're going to do, and we built an entire business on that. And as far as the journey, it has been a a wild ride because I created something that most people don't understand or know how to do, which means that there wasn't a lot of resources to get help when I would get stuck or try to fix, you know, any problems that we had. And so for the longest time, you know, just being so young and creating this business, I was so broke. Like I would spend so much time creating income and getting into that trap that most entrepreneurs do of creating money. Like there's always more money, which is why I love Profit First, because literally when I would read that book, I was like, oh my God, there's people like me. I'm not alone. Like, right. Like he thinks like me too, you know? And so I related so much to that, that we fall into this trap of just, hey, we'll just get another closing, right? Like we'll get more income. And never really getting ahead or really creating a business, because it's just this constant trap of creating more income and, you know, spending it just as fast. And so it's been a very difficult journey just because I had no financial literacy. And so I was just a hustler, right? I was just somebody that was hungry and driven and really passionate about creating this. And then, you know, failing probably more than I've succeeded. Now, you know, fast forward 10, 11 years later, yes, absolutely. We do over 100 deals a month that we're processing. And it's all short sales. So we just specialize in that. We are in 14 states nationwide. So we do this on a very high level.
Wow. That's awesome. 14 states, just the impact, you know, that's making, that's incredible. Cause that's what I love to hear is like, how are you helping, you know, like with the whole community, with what you're doing? She's in 14 states. I mean, this is something that's a serious business. She's not just teaching it, she's doing it. And that's what's amazing. I love what you said too. Your reputation is your brand, making sure that you have that, you know, that good reputation out there as well too. Then I think that's something a lot of people forget that, you know, once you start saying that you can make the money, it's very tempting for a lot of people just to be like, oh, I could get an extra, you know, 500,000 here if I cut a corner or whatnot. It's like, you're blowing up what you could really be able to do, you know, like with your business and with your life ultimately. But love that. Yeah. And I think you hit the nail on the head there too, with what you're saying about Mike Michalowicz and his book, Profit First, and just how that describes so many of us. But I did want to ask a question before we go into like the money aspect and everything is, why real estate? Why did you get into real estate? And then I know your why now. It sounds like that's your two children, but what was the original, you know, like why did you originally get into it?
I would love to say that I had this like inspirational moment of like always wanting to do this, but I just fell into it. Like I needed a job. I was working for as an assistant for an agent and then working for the broker, and it kind of just evolved. And I was really lucky to be able to do it at such an early age to really see firsthand the opportunity and take advantage of what most people don't. Right. So most people get into real estate like later on in their second career or, you know, through meeting someone that they're like, they opens their perspective of, wow, look at all this passive income or however. And for me, I was so young. I came from Florida to Texas and I needed a job. Like I was like, I need something to do as far as, my career path and trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I wasn't always the smartest person in the room, but I was always the hardest working. And so my tenacity is the reason why we're here today. I mean, I was relentless and I was always willing to learn. Like I have always been, have this perspective of I can learn from anyone. I mean, it doesn't matter if this is your second week or your 20th year. And I think a lot of people miss the boat on that because they feel like whenever you start a sentence with, I've been doing this for 20 years, like I'm automatically checked out. Like I don't need you to prove to me your knowledge. Like it'll come out in the conversation. And being around so many millionaires and, you know, people that do are so wealthy on like such a high level, you realize that their perspective is always the same. They're always coming from a place of giving. They're always coming from a place of like, I'm the student as much as I'm the teacher. And that perspective is key because you don't know everything. You can always learn something from someone because they offer a fresh new perspective. And I think that's so important when you're building something, you know, with your culture, with your organization, and really to your success. Because if you feel like you know everything, like you're not going to go very far.
Yeah. That's the truth. So absolutely love that, because it is. And once you stop that learning process, you're done. You know, if you're not learning and growing, then you're dying. You know, there's a bunch of those sayings. It's like, you got to make sure that you're on that path. Love what you said too, that, you know, you kind of fell into it. So not everyone reads, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or not everyone read, you know, like just goes off and does this, or, you know, like you said, it's some people's second career. So no matter where you are right now, this could be your first thing. This could be your fifth thing or whatnot, but real estate is definitely one of those great solutions. And I love that, you know, where you came down with your niche of the short selling. And I guess just one more general question, because now I'm just going down a bunch of questions in my head, but do you feel like you've been more successful because you picked a niche and you stuck in that niche for a long time of the short sales and, you know, like being very laser focused on that? Do you think that's contributed a lot to the success over the years?
I'm 100%. So because I've been so laser focused on one thing, it's done a couple things. The consistency has helped build my brand, because people associate me with short sales. People associate me with this part of the industry. It set me apart because of just the consistency over the last decade, right? And so I think people underestimate consistency. They underestimate the value of being consistent with your message. And a lot of times, you know, we as entrepreneurs, it's like the next shiny object, right? Like, oh, well, this is exciting and this is exciting. And we always want to create new ideas, and we forget to go back to the basics of what got us there, right? So as we grow, instead of veering off to like 1,000 other things with our crazy ADHD, like we need to stay focused on one thing. Because if you are associated, if someone could say, hey, you know, Nicole Espinosa does short sales, she's the short sale queen, then I've been successful in my branding. And, you know, the cost of entry is so cheap to be able to, you know, be on social media and be out there. But are people aren't going to take you seriously unless you're consistent with that. And so because of that, I mean, 100% with my reputation, just with the business, we've been so laser focused. And because we've went all in on this niche, we're the best at it. I mean, we have over a decade of experience with this, you know, and not only that, but we've done thousands of transactions. So we've seen pretty much every scenario. So we can do a lot of things that most people can't, because we've experienced it.
Okay. I love that. And, you know, that allows you to write the books, you know, like the books behind you that you have right there, if you can see, but, you know, being able to niche down and really get good at one thing. It is, you know, you can't plant a tree and then keep ripping it up and expect it to have deep roots and be there for a very long time. So absolutely love that. So, okay, I'll get off my tangents. Let's talk about money. So yeah. What early lessons about money did you learn, and how does that, do you think differently today? And do you have any different thoughts about money today?
100%. I think that everybody has a unique perspective with money based on what they were taught. Right. So for some people, you know, the bar is like, hey, if I make $50,000 because of my perspective created my possibility, like that's the goal. Right. And then you meet someone else that's making $100,000 and you're like, oh, this is what's possible. And that's very true for me. Like growing up, you know, we were in my generation, we were taught like, you have to go to college, you have to get a degree. And if you're making six figures, you're successful. Right. And so it was this narrow path of like, this is the path to success. Yes. And then once I was exposed to real estate and I was exposed to these entrepreneurs of like, what is 100, what's six figures every month? And then my mind was blown. Cause I'm like, I'm sorry, what? You're making six figures in a month? And then it's like, no, I made that in a day. And so I think my view of money and really creating wealth has changed drastically over the last decade because of the rooms that I've been in. And it's no coincidence that the more I'm surrounding myself with people that are doing much better than me, that are a lot smarter than me, that my perspective created so many possibilities for my business, and it changed the standard for money for me. And, you know, from the very beginning, I felt like, you know, I didn't have a good relationship with money, right? Because I was like, I had this scarcity mindset where I was like, I'm just going to spend it because I don't have that much. So I would just constantly spend, like, because I felt like this was like short term, right? Like I'm doing really well, but we don't know how long this is going to last. And, you know, really just having a self-employed job because I was a slave to my business and really just from one commission to the next. And then I woke up one day and I was like, you know what? Like, I don't want to keep living like this. Like it was like five or six years ago when I couldn't make payroll. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm getting these awards tonight at this banquet and I have to borrow money from my dad to pay payroll tomorrow. Like, this is crazy. I felt like such a fraud. And I finally, you know, sat down with him and I'm like, I need to figure this out, my financial situation, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how successful, quote unquote, I look. If I have nothing to show for it, if I'm not creating real wealth, like all of this is just a show. Like all of this is just like everybody thinks I'm successful, but I'm not actually making money. And I think so many people get caught up in that image of success instead of actually being successful. Like I don't need you to think that I'm successful. I want to actually be successful. And to me, success is buying my time back and having income coming in regardless, where I don't have to think about money. Right. And so I wanted to get to this place where now my mindset shifted to, okay, I want to actually work less and make more because I want to be present with my family. Like I want to be well-rounded. I want to be able to sleep and not have to stress out about whether, you know, everything's going to go in flames because I didn't answer my phone. Like I'm going to take a vacation and turn my phone off. Like, so there are so many things I've shifted in the last decade. And it was no coincidence of the fact that I had to change my perspective of money, my relationship with money. And Profit First was a huge part of that, of like, okay, I am in this trap of, I know I'm good at creating income. And so I'm in this trap of, I'll just make more instead of keeping what I have, you know, instead of focusing on saving as much as I can, I was worried about creating more. And so that I guess is the long answer.
No, it's a good, there is no long answer, wrong or long answer there. That is amazing because that's exactly what we want to do as entrepreneurs. We want to get out of that rat race. Like we usually jump out of the rat race and then build ourselves a bigger mousetrap. So that's where I want to make sure that those are great mindsets. That's exactly what all business owners want to strive for. And sometimes we lose our way. You know, we lose our way of like, okay, you know, like, no, this is the hustle. This is the grind that everyone talks about. And there might be a season of that, but that should not be your lifestyle, you know, for the rest of your life. So.
And you hit the nail on the head. That's a season. Mm-hmm. And I am all for hustle and grind. Roll up your sleeves. You have to do that. You have to do the work, but that is not permanent. Like that's just to build it. Like, and we get so caught up in that hustle and grind because it's sexy, right? To post like, I haven't slept, team go sleep. Like I don't have caffeine or whatever. Like, no, I like my sleep.
Right.
Like maybe that's not cool. You know, like nope. Go to bed.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I see that stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like I've got a 4-year-old, you know, I'm like, there's been nights where I don't choose like to go to sleep or not. It's because of a little one, you know, it's like, I mean, just get your sleep when you can, but yeah, it's being intentional with the money, being intentional with the time, saying this is what we're going to do. And I even like calling it kind of the profit first life. Are you putting in the things that matter first, you know, like into your calendar before you do everything else? So absolutely love that. So let's talk about, there's one other question I want to ask you since you're a parent and since I'm a parent. So I ask this one selfishly, what do you want to pass on to your children about money? Like some of the lessons, because there's a lot of good lessons there. So I'm sure it's a lot of the same lessons that you just said, but what do you want to pass on to them?
Well, I want them to understand that money is just a way to, is opportunities. It creates opportunities. Like mm-hmm. It's not the end all be all, right? So once you start making money, you realize like it's not really important. It's what's important about money is that it creates opportunities to do what you want with your time, to be able to create wealth, to impact people's lives. And however that looks, right? Like the more money and more successful my company is, the more I can bless the people that are in it, the more that I can bless the people around me. And really, I want their perspective to be like, what do I want to accomplish? Like, what are the things that I'm passionate about that I can align that with income? And really just no limits, right? Because I grew up with these limitations of like, hey, $50,000 is really attainable. And like, you're considered successful from where I'm at. And if you make six figures, like, oh my gosh, you are like, you've arrived. Do you know what I mean? There's so many limitations. Even when I go back home, like people are like, oh my gosh, like I got this really good job and I'm making $75,000 and I'm super successful. And that's just the perspective because they're so limited. And so I want my kids, and even now I'm starting to teach them, you know, like just to have an open mind of like, of ideas of like entrepreneurship and how to really create their own income with whatever ideas that they have. And my son all the time is like, hey, let's sell this. Let's do this. And I'm always trying to encourage that because they have this opportunity where they don't see the limits. They see their mom, like, you know, creating this whole life, like traveling and also incorporating work with it and, you know, the things that we do. And so it's super exciting for me to see them grow up and to see the impact that just my mindset now has on them. And really them being able to walk into like real wealth and to be able to further that, and not in an entitled way, but in a, like, this is my opportunity. Like I'm going to work for it, but this is my opportunity that I can now take off whatever I want to do. And I didn't have that. Like I had to create that.
Right.
And so for me, I think that's going to be the biggest impact on my kids is how they see money and how they view just like life in general.
Yeah. I love that. Absolutely. Amazing. So let's go into profit first for a real estate investor. So let's go into that mindset and like how that you already said how it helped you, but did you implement the system? Did you see like, what are some of the benefits that you've got from using that or from the mindset or other things that, you know, from profit first?
Well, everything is accounted for, right? So before I read that, I had no budget. It was like robbing Peter to pay Paul, right? Like that kind of lifestyle. And everything is separate. So all of my organizations are separate. Every single organization's on a budget. They talk about having different accounts, like allocating different amounts for different accounts. I implemented that right away. Which is so great too, because a lot of times you would see like a big lump sum and then you'd be like, oh, okay, cool. I've got all this money. I can kind of like, relax and, you know, not be motivated or spend more. And so I think also having the multiple bank accounts that he talks about also allows you to still be motivated to get out there and create more income because you don't really see it because it's spread out. So I think that has helped as well. I mean, really the biggest thing is budgeting out with all the different companies because I didn't have anything in place with that. So that was probably the biggest impact that book had. Plus, you know, getting out of, like I talked about earlier about, I'll just create more income, right? I'm now more focused on how much can I keep.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest lesson is like your success is how much money you keep, not how much money you make.
Right. Exactly. And do you feel like that this system has given you more control over your businesses?
100%. Because when you have the cash flow, you can do anything. When you don't, you have no options. And so I think really, I think here's the deal, like with COVID, I think it weeded out so many businesses because I think people thought if I'm over leveraged on paper and it doesn't matter if I don't have the cash flow, if I'm over leveraged on paper, like I'm successful. And then COVID happened and they couldn't even make payroll. And I'm like, you have like, really to me, like, yes, of course you want to have assets, you want to have investments. I have all of that. But if you don't have the liquid cash to be able to survive, to pay, you know, 3 to 6 months of expenses, like how can you tell me that you're doing well? You know what I mean? And all those businesses that couldn't even keep afloat, I was mind blown, like huge corporations that couldn't go 1 month of payroll because of cash flow. And so for me, I was like, wow, this really weeds out a lot of people of their version of whether they're doing well and whether they're a success or not.
Yeah, no, I love that. So, okay. Well, that, I absolutely love that. Put control back in your hands, getting your arms around, you know, the budgeting for the different businesses, really giving you that clarity. Is there... with the profit account, because that account's for you. Have you bought anything cool with, you know, like the money that you've actually made from the business? Is there anything that you'd be like, yeah, this was for me, you know?
So I actually just got my car, which I really could care less about cars. I just got my dream car and I felt so ridiculous doing it, but it was one of those things where it's like, I just want to check it off.
Yes.
So I got my Mercedes. And so, and for me, it's a personal, like, you know, achievement of like, oh, look, I did this. I bought the car that I've always wanted. I mean, I don't really care about things. Like what I want to invest my money in, like what gets me excited is the fourplex I bought like last
there
month.
There you go. Yeah.
And the fact that it's going to be cash flowing, like those are the things that are exciting to me. So, yes, I bought the cool car, but you know, it's a car. So after like a month, I'm sure the coolness will wear it off.
Right. Now it's just gaming from point A to point B. So No, I totally get that. Very cool. So just a couple last questions here. Do you have any other general advice for real estate investors?
Treat it like a business. A lot of times people come in and they try to be casual about it and they're wondering why they're not, you know, really achieving results. And it's because they're not time blocking. They're not going in with it looking like, hey, this is a business. This is how I need to schedule my time, you know, my expenses, all that. And I think they're too casual. So, you know, go into it with that mindset. You know, we talked about earlier, like save more than you spend. Like the true success is what you're keeping, not what you're making. Don't get caught up in, you know, the social media posts of like, oh, I did six figures or whatever, because if they're netting, you know, $1,000, $10,000, like that doesn't mean anything, right? Like, I challenge the people that you're following of like, hey, you know, what's their net? Like, what are they actually bringing home? What are they making? So it's just much more than that. Like have a bigger vision for what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to create. Because that's what it's going to keep you in the long run. Cause it's the daily stuff is not sexy, right? Like the follow-ups, the, you know, working 12-hour days, that's not sexy, but you know, when you see the long-term vision, when you keep going at it every day consistently, like the journey is the best part.
Yes, that is so good, because that is definitely what we endorse here on Profit First for Real Estate Investing. Make sure that you have those systems in place. Make sure that you have that mindset. I absolutely endorse everything about that. So, Nicole, since you provided a ton of value here, like laser focus, I thought that was great. You know, talking about just how that has helped you, helped your career. And that is so good. We all need to hear that all over and over and over again. Like just stay away from the shiny objects, the mindsets that you have with around money and how you're passing that on, how Profit First has helped you. So a bunch of value that you created here today. How can the listeners provide value back to you? Like I know they need to go get your books, Short Sales Uncentered and How to Master Short Sales. So you need to be going out there. They're on Amazon, right? They've got to be on Amazon.
On Amazon. Okay. And you can also go directly through the website to vthegssqueen.com. And honestly, just go to YouTube. YouTube, you'll find, if you just look up the Short Sale Queen, we have a ton of resources for real estate investors on sourcing deals, on making better calls, how to connect with sellers and pre-foreclosure, like just a ton of things, ton of value for them. So you can always go to YouTube to find us as well.
Awesome. So you could go to YouTube and then the ssqueen.com, correct? That was the website. Go to Amazon, get her books, or go to the right there to the website and check out her content. She's got incredible content. She's the real deal. She's doing this in 14 states and teaching and has those books. She is the authority on short sales. So Nicole, thank you so much for being here today and for providing so much value.
Yes. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Can you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not. And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for Profit First and a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us and implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance. So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply. or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.